Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. This week, we bring you to the Founders Club to try to get some positive vibe as Kansas City tries to rebound from a disappointing division loss to San Diego. This week, the surging Baltimore Ravens come to town, and Kansas City, looking for its first regular season home win, hopes the Sea of Red can put them back in the win column. We have a lot for you on the show today, including an interview with one of last week's bright spots, Ropati Piohetua, who filled in for an injured Glenn Dorsey and did a great job, garnering his first two sacks of the season and doubling his sack total for his career. And later, it's off to the head coach's office as I'll connect with the leader of this team, Romeo Crennel, as he too looks for answers to the questions that are plaguing the Chiefs. And you saw it last week, a wonderful ceremony to welcome back the Ring of Honor. But how did the process happen? How did the ring reclaim its place on the inner bowl of Arrowhead? Our cameras were there every step of the way to cover this historical event. And it's all happening right now on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
60 minutes, man. We're at home, man. We got to bring it.
One play at a time, one game at a time, all day.
Come on, baby. We got to get in there.
NFL teams spend 365 days a year finding the right free agent to supplement their roster. This past offseason, Kansas City went big, as in Ropati Piohetua, a big defensive end from the New York Jets, who last week had two sacks for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go under the helmet with Ropati, presented by Sprint.
Hey, I'm Ropati Piohetua, and this is Under the Helmet. I was born and raised in Samoa. It's three islands. The one I was born at is American Samoa, a U.S. territory. And then we have Savai'i and Upolu, Western Samoa, independent. That's where my parents are from. Coach Rack, you know, they presented a great opportunity for me out here. And I just told myself, you know, I just got to make the most of it, you know, do whatever I can to help the team and be a part of it.
Rivers again out of the shotgun. Holds it. Now the time breaks down and Ropati Piohetua gets his first sack as a Chief and jumps on Rivers back at the 24, the loss of six.
Man, I can't explain the feeling. It's probably the greatest feeling ever for a defensive lineman to get a sack.
Rivers is buried by Ropati Piohetua. His second sack of the game, and came crushing in from San Diego's left side, a loss of 4 yards.
Deep down, I felt the crowd was there. You know, they're big supporters. Glad to have him out there. You know, the D-line, we're really close up front. I feel like, you know, I mean, they're my brothers. I feel like if we're that close, you know, outside of the field, you know, we can definitely do some stuff on the field together. That's the bottom line. You know, we got to get together and we got to play as one. You just got to play what's in front of you. You know, you got to work with your technique, of course. You know, Coach Pleasant is always on us about technique. I learned a lot from him from this time I've been out here. You know, he's a technician. You know, he played a position, and he's always trying to get our technique down. You know, day in, day out, he's always about technique, you know, using our hands, our footwork, got to get it right, and he's always trying to get us to get it right. You know, Romeo, you know, like Coach Pleasant is a technician too. You know, he always preach day in, day out, technique. And I feel like, you know, that's the main thing that we got to work on, and that's what we have to perfect as a front. D-line, and he's always on that.
I just feel like they're diehard fans. I mean, coming from college, you know, you see some schools where the fans are tailgating and doing this and that, but when I got here at Arrowhead Stadium, they're out there lined up all the way to the entrance. You know, the whole parking lot out there is filled with people tailgating and cheering and, you know, chanting when you see the players pull up, and that goes over into the game as well. You come out there and you jog around for the warm-up and you see the fans showing up, you know, 30 minutes before the game even started in their seats, cheering and yelling and waving towels, and it makes you want to play even better. You know, you realize it's for your team and for the coaches, but at the same time, you're playing for your fans as well, because, you know, they show up to see you win and they support you because of that. So to have a fan base like we have here with Arrowhead Stadium, it's awesome. It definitely gives us an advantage.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers, and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community, and by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. There's so much more coming at you here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. When we return, we'll go to Coach Cronell's office and sit down and talk Ravens. And later, we go inside the process of bringing back the Ring of Honor with our 65 Toss Power Trap production cameras as they went from foundry to facade. Don't go away.
I really love this sports lab. It's really fun.
I burned a lot of energy in a fun way.
Have you heard of the Chiefs Sports Lab powered by Blue KC? It's an interactive environment where kids can learn the essentials of healthy living while having fun. Located inside Arrowhead Stadium, the Sports Lab is the perfect location for field trips in groups of 20 or more. With each visit, your group will receive a behind-the-scenes tour of Arrowhead Stadium. Schedule your visit to the Sports Lab today. Go to goarrowhead.com and click on tours.
Chance to be in the office of head coach Romeo Crennel. And coach, trying to get back to the win column this week. A lot of discussion about turnovers and eliminating them. What do you do to get that done this week?
Well, we have to put more emphasis on it, Mitch. We work on securing the football. We have a blaster that we run through, that we'll do a gauntlet drill sometimes. But I think we might have to do it every day this week just to reemphasize the importance of taking care of the football. I think that if we can reemphasize it, put the importance on it, that hopefully we can hold on to the football.
I want to ask you about starting fast against this Ravens team on defense when they have the ball, because they look much improved in offense. They can attack all three levels. How do you start quicker defensively this week?
If we execute better, because we had an opportunity to get off the field on third down in last week's game in that first drive, and we had them third and long and got a penalty, and then another third and long on the same drive, and we let them complete one up the sideline. And so if we just execute, then we can get off the field, and it won't look as bad. The focus of our players needs to be right on all the time. And then if we can do that, then hopefully we can generate some momentum and more confidence, and it will go forward from there.
A lot of talented players on this Baltimore team offensively, but Ray Rice has 43% of their advancements. What do you do in trying to contain him? Because you've been able to do that against some high-level players. You did against Sproles. You did against Michael Turner.
Well, it takes everybody on defense to try to get this done because Ray is an exceptional guy with his quickness, his vision. He's a strong runner as well. And then catching out of the backfield. They throw him the ball out of the backfield. And I did a study, and when he catches it out of the backfield, he averages about 10 yards after the catch. You know, so we're going to have to do a good job of getting more than one guy on him because one guy alone a lot of times doesn't get it done.
I want to ask you about the psychology of the game. And it's something you and I have talked about before, is the confidence. It's kind of a chicken and egg thing. And Baltimore comes in as a confident team. But you were able to spring one of the biggest upsets last year in the NFL and beating Green Bay. What about trying to gain confidence and pulling off a Green Bay kind of upset?
Well, I think that if you can get the guys to execute the game plan the way that you install it and the way you want it done and play complementary football. This team, our team, I think needs to play complementary football and not dig a hole for ourselves. And don't be afraid to punt the ball because we have good specialists and we got to take advantage of them. And then we've got to get some stops on defense. And sometimes, you know, they might move the ball, but don't let them score touchdowns. And now then you've got a game, and then you can still be in the game in the fourth quarter and have a chance to win.
Romo, I want to ask you about blocking this defensive front for the Baltimore Ravens. Haloti Ngata is a beast up there. What about your guys? You got some young guys shifting around. What do you do to win the line of scrimmage against a real good defensive front?
Well, first of all, we have to prevent penetration. And Ngata, he is a big man who can penetrate. So we have to firm it up on the inside. The centers and guards have to get that done. And if we can get that done to keep him from getting into the backfield, causing us trouble, then we can run it. And then we can also deliver the ball down the field in the passing game.
Well, speaking of centers and guards, there are 17 guards in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think Kant needs to get ready for an 18th. Last weekend, Will Shields, one of the greatest to ever play the spot, was inducted into the Ring of Honor. Let's take a look at one of the best to ever play his spot.
The pitch out to Marcus, gets a block, cuts inside, over the tackle, diving in, touchdown! single back, Anders, who was injured early, back in there again, and a throw for the end zone, reaching up. Chris Perrin, touchdown!
I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate Will Shields on being in the Chiefs Hall of Fame. Certainly had a great career with the Chiefs, also a great career here at the University of Nebraska, and of course Will is in the College Football Hall of Fame. Very proud of him, not only as a player, but as an individual who has done so much for so many people.
Marcus Allen, the tailback, right side, touchdown, Marcus Allen!
Well, you know, the offensive line was the finest offensive line I ever had the opportunity to be part of. Will Shields is fine, a total, complete package as a person and a player that I ever coached. And nobody that I have ever met in coaching has given more back to the community than Will Shields. And I don't think anybody had a better work ethic and discipline about maintaining the skills that he had and improving them all the way through his career. I don't think he ever had a bad game. 12 Pro Bowls sort of, you know, explains what he's all about. But excellent person, excellent football player, on his way to Hall of Fame.
You make your mark today. You make sure you make your mark today. Bring it up in here. Game time on three. 1, 2, 3.
Game time.
Don't go away, because after the break, we check out the process behind getting the greatest Chiefs players, coaches, and executive names back into Arrowhead Stadium on the Ring of Honor.
Women, 40 years and older.
84.3%.
More women. Women 40 years and older are getting mammograms, which can save their lives.
84.3%. That is the average survival rate for Kansas and Missouri.
More women are battling this disease, and the survival rate is rising.
Help continue the trend. Join the Kansas City Chiefs, Hy-Vee, and the University of Kansas Cancer Center and schedule a screening today. It can save your life.
Welcome back to the show. This is my 19th year as the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. In fact, the Chiefs were my boyhood team growing up. But 50 years in Kansas City even goes well beyond my time. Now, the people who built this great franchise were honored last weekend in an amazing way as the Ring of Honor returned to Arrowhead Stadium. But how did it happen? Let's check it out.
When we started looking at the 50th anniversary of the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, we got a lot of feedback that our fans miss the Ring of Honor. They like the digital Ring of Honor, but they really miss the actual Ring of Honor. And that nostalgia piece, when we brought the new Arrowhead online, was lost. And we listened to our fans, we brought that back. Clark was very instrumental in bringing this on board. The last month and a half, we've really been going after it, getting the contractors going on fabrication, installation, powder coating, and then our plan and our layout, working with our design team and deciding how we want to lay it out, what's the best way to lay it out, and then planning for the future, making sure we have enough for years to come.
The Chiefs came to us this year with wanting us to redevelop their Ring of Fame, the production of the letters that go up there. We've been doing that for over 20 years, and we take an awful lot of pride in helping out the Chiefs. There's a tremendous amount of craftsmanship that's involved in creating these letters. What we have to do is create a sand mold around an actual letter. We'll hand ram the sand around this letter, at which time you've got about 500 pounds of sand encapsulating an empty cavity for us to pour the molten metal in. After we pour the molten metal into the cavity, we give it a little bit of cool time, and then we break it out of the mold. One at a time, they're taken back to the saw, cut off and separated, and then we take it over to our finishing department where we grind it down and get it prepped and ready for paint.
We receive the letters in raw form, and then we'll coat those with powder coating. They'll come out of the oven. If they're good, then we pack them, we inspect them, and make sure that they're going to be acceptable for us.
I grew up going to Arrowhead every Sunday and loving the Chiefs. And to me, this is a wonderful honor to help them commemorate some of the greatest players to ever take the field.
Knowing that every time that we look at TV or we're at the stadium, we can go, yeah, we helped do this.
It's great for our fans, and it'll be here for years to come, long after we're gone, that our fans will be able to enjoy this.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back the Chiefs Ring of Honor.
You bring back the Ring of Honor. You have it defined where people can see it on a continuum, and they can constantly realize that this was the history. These were the people that made it happen. These were the people that allowed their joy to occur today.
I've talked to so many people, and they would come to a game, they knew exactly where, you know, Willie Lanier's name was. They knew exactly where somebody else's name was, and so they could do that. And I think you're going to find that the fans are really going to love it.
Every time you see a name, it brings back a lot of memories. So I applaud them all to put it back up.
Trust me, we hear you. Just keep yelling. You know, no matter what the score is, keep yelling. We hear you. Just that loud, that roar, it amps us up. You through the TV, we hear you too. You see it, when the offense can't get the cadence and they can't snap the ball. I mean, it just amps us up to make an interception or make a big hit on the field. Together is powerful. I mean, we're changing the game.
You want it? We provide it. Our award-winning 65 TPT crew brings you something each and every day on KCChiefs.com. The Red and Gold Show with Shauna Hill keeps you up to date with the Chiefs in the community. Our Chiefs Live Show gives you everything you need, nuts and bolts about the past game, the week of practice, and going into the next game. Plus, the Chiefs Kingdom travels the globe to show you the passion of the best fans in the National Football League. And you can find it all each and every day on KCChiefs.com. Thanks for joining us on the show. If you missed any part of it, you can find it all on KCChiefs.com. Next week, it's back on the road as Kansas City takes on Grandview, Missouri native Buccaneer quarterback Josh Freeman and Tampa Bay. We'll get you ready here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider has been brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers, and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community. And by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.